Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back a little Heartland Rock and Roll here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to get the picture, aren't you? Welcome back. It's 23 after. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest, our good friend, the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. Also, The Naked Truth About Selling, and who knows how many others. I know you, Karen, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. I know you also have some audio programs,
as I remember. I do. I have several DVDs, DVD training programs, audio MP3s.
Right.
I welcome anybody to come to my website. It's a great place to learn and grow, not just buy.
Speakforyourself.com.
Yes, that's it.
All right, so check it out, folks. Okay, Karen, we've been talking about having meetings. What do you think, and specifically how to get the most out of the meetings, how to make sure they don't last too long, they don't kill everybody. What about one of the things that I've recommended to CEOs before is don't go to the meetings. Let your people conduct the meetings. And maybe if you feel like you've been getting word back that the meetings are taking too long, maybe the only instructions you say is, okay, guys, you conduct the meeting and somebody report back to me what was decided, what you worked on, but let's make sure the meeting doesn't last more than however long, 45 minutes or an hour. What do you think about that?
That's a good idea. I also think that it's nice, as you just sort of mentioned, that you can pass the baton around and have other people facilitate the meeting, share the honor, share the pain.
Right.
And it gives people a greater understanding of that there is an art form on this.
Right.
I also, when I did become president last month of my association, I shared with the board one other pet peeve. So pet peeve number one is long meetings, and we're going to, I promised them we would keep them to 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you have to share ahead of time what you want to get accomplished. The second pet peeve I shared with them is reply all on emails.
Oh, yeah.
That way...
That's awful.
And again, I got another visible sigh of relief. And there's a time and a place where you can have a group dialogue going on an email. However, many times people just chime in saying, great idea, Jim.
Yeah.
And they don't push an email forward. There's nothing new added to the email besides that you've been nice.
I'm in a thread.
I would say, send that straight to you, Jim. Say, great idea, Jim. That was great. You don't send that to the entire group. And we get too many emails to start with, and that just helps, again, your time is of such value, whether you run a small business or you run a small organization. You just need to be respectful of the people that are working with you.
Well, many, many small business owners who don't have that big of a problem with reply all within their organization, are members of a chamber group or some other industry group where there's email threads going all the time, and they know what I'm talking about. You know, folks, email's been around a long time. It's time we learn how to use it the right way. I mean, pay attention
right.
to that.
We could spend another whole half an hour on email etiquette and email going forward, but just for the sake of the meeting and the group setting, you don't have to reply all to everything. And and by the time you finish adding everybody's information to the bottom of the thread, you can get lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's just laborious and then very, very ineffective. So then do you really want to attend those people's meetings?
you know, there's another thing I mentioned a minute ago about the CEO or the leader not going to the meetings. If you go to the meetings, how about, you know, one of the things you might want to think about is go to the meeting, but just as an attendee. Let somebody else run the meeting and do everything you can. Try at least in the first time, if you're the leader, if you're the owner of the company, you're the manager, try everything you can the first time to not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good exercise. Another thing, have you heard about the guy, I'm trying to remember who did this, the guy who, whenever he'd have meetings with his team, He wouldn't let anybody sit down.
Oh, right.
The whole meeting, you had to do the whole meeting standing up. He said that.
Yes.
He said his meetings were never very long.
No, and never give everybody a styrofoam cup because people begin to divide those into little tiny heaps.
Oh, yeah.
Not good for the ecology either, but that's true. Everybody stands up and your meeting's going to be a lot shorter.
Right. So what else can we do to improve our meetings?
People come ahead of time prepared with what they really want to say, and if you have to have a big decision, have people ahead of time think about what. Give people the information. So as the leader of the meeting, you have to do your homework ahead of time. Really, your meeting is you've already baked the cake. Now you're just icing the cake.
Right.
The other thing is to make sure that you have your allies. Know the people that, if you've got a really controversial topic, make sure that you've done a little polling ahead of time.
Build support.
Build
some support for your idea.
You want to know. And in fact, I did this with the meeting. I was attendee for, but I really wanted to see something get done before I became president. And so I queried a few very, very important people. Like, first of all, mm-hmm. the one who's going to write the check.
Right.
And I asked her opinion. She says, Karen, I want you to, why don't you find out this is this information before the perfect. Then I got what I wanted done.
Right. Now, you gotta be prepared for those things. Speakforyourself.com is Karen's website. Karen Korsman, thanks for being here today. Good job. Come back real soon.
Thank you.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Here's Marvin Gaye to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.